Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. I'm Nancy Sharbach, and I'm here today with Belina Costa. And Belina and I are interior alignment practitioners. Our show today is on designing ideas for holiday gatherings. But before we get started, I'd like to tell you a little bit about interior alignment. Interior alignment is feng shui and space clearing that embraces a holistic, intuitive approach that brings together the best of mystical traditions of the East and native cultures from around the globe. It also encompasses the practical, modern methods of the West and uniquely combines the principles of feng shui, space clearing, sacred ceremony, and healthy homes, all with the power of intention. Denise Lin created interior alignment, which is the feng shui and space clearing system, after studying cultures from around the world and their ability to work with their space to create healing and uplifting environments. She has trained practitioners around the world and now has trained master teachers to continue this work. You can find more information at www.interioralignment.com. So our show today, like I mentioned, is about designing ideas for holiday gatherings, and the holidays are really quickly approaching, so we would like to share some of the ideas that will help you get ready for a stress-free holiday season by igniting the helpful people area of the Bagua. Hi, Belina. Welcome.
Hey, Nancy. How's it going?
It's
so
going
excited
great.
To be here. This is going to be a fun topic. With the holidays just around the corner, and it's always fun to think about what are some of the ways that we can add a little sparkle and love and everything to our spaces and to us and to everyone around us through maybe decorations and some design ideas that we can implement, some quick tips. I think, the holidays sometimes can be a little stressful. I know for me, in the past, it hasn't always been a time of a whole lot of happiness and love, but I have learned to reclaim the holidays. And I think it's wherever we're at, wherever we are, it's totally okay. And it's just a time to remember to be kind to yourself and to love yourself. And to just kind of get in the spirit of things, right? Start to think of some ways to start getting in the zone.
Well, there's different things that get us in the mood for the holidays. But what I found has worked, the more I learn about interior alignment and use the practices, the smoother things go for me in everyday life and the holidays. So I kind of start earlier every year, and I don't mean earlier decorating, but I really get things prepared. I start doing my fall space clearing and, bagging up clothes that are still usable and donating them and, making more space in the closet for new things and, doing those extra deep cleaning of cupboards and cleaning out the old spices that have expired and that type of thing, kind of lay the groundwork. And I start that easy back in September, so we can get ready and have that all out of the way so we can, do the fun things for the holidays.
Right. You start early, which is great.
I do.
Great. Yeah, because, I think the holiday season really is all about good energy and all around you. And certain ways to get in that vibe or get in that good energy zone is totally to declutter. I know I do that too. I don't do it as early as you do, Nancy. But I start to think about, especially when the season, you start to feel the changes in, around us and the changes in the weather and all of that. So it's really, really sort of taking some time and just sort of, I mentally sort of prepare myself just by really walking in nature too. And starting, well, I love to take nature walks all the time, but especially when it gets around this time, I really start to think about a lot of calling in my guides and my angels and thinking about how they can help too. Because, you know, they're always, I always feel the presence and they're always around us. And as an interior alignment practitioner, I have just, over the years, just learned to really have faith in that and really follow certain ideas and principles that have helped me to sort of get in the zone. So what are some of the things that you do, Nancy?
Well, I like when you talk about walking in nature, because I also, when I'm out in nature, I also notice this time of the year that the smells are different, you know. So as we approach December, we, you know, have a lot of that pine smell in the air, and mm-hmm. you know, around this time of the year, you know, there's, you know, different things, like when we start cooking, we do things that are more cinnamony. And so as I smell those different things or hear the music of the holidays and that type of stuff, I think that really gets me ready, you know. And I had mentioned that I like to do the cleaning and the clutter clearing, and that way I feel like I'm really ready to pull out the decorations and, you know, start doing other things to get ready, you know, in
right.
the way of decorating.
Yeah.
You know, switching the seasons.
And, mm-hmm. And really, nature, there's so many different ideas to really start to even decorate with nature, right? So some of the things that you can really start to think about maybe if you're a little tired of some of the decorations that you've had, or you want something maybe new, some very simple ways to do some different decorations in your home would be to, when you're out on a walk, I did this recently, is I love to pick up some, some pine cones or some twigs, or and sort of like the twigs especially, you can tie them together and in different, get them in different sizes and tie them together, and sort of bringing the inside or the outside in, and sort of something different and something that's natural. So, you know, there's like decor, that's nature's decor, right? There's decor all around us. We can sort of bring in these ideas. You can do that and bring in some masonry jars, and maybe put them on your table as you start to think about family coming over, and sort of adding some, really some fun, some different things and touches to your space, I think. It's always fun to do something a little bit different. I know sometimes I pull out some of my decorations, and I think I don't always want to maybe decorate in just greens and reds. You know, it's sometimes good to think outside of your, the color tones. Maybe think about some greens and some purples that might bring in some feeling of richness. Or what I really love too is if we're, depending on where I put my tree, I might put some, like if it's in the helpful people area, I might put some metallics and some blues in my tree just to kind of feel that winter feeling. I think that's kind of fun, is to kind of change it up a little bit. You know?
Do you ever do a theme tree? I do a theme tree.
Uh huh.
I know you're a beach girl, like, so I was wondering, do you like do a beach tree? That would be cool.
I haven't done that yet. I haven't done that yet, but what I do when I do miss the sun is I really give a lot of thought to with lighting, you know, because during the holidays I think lighting is always important, especially when we don't see the sun so much. It's kind of like the last couple of days it's been rainy, and I am a beach girl and I miss the sun, so it's really important for me to be in light. And I think for everyone, really. So when I'm kind of taking out the holiday decor and I think about maybe the holiday table, or whether it's Thanksgiving or Christmas, I like to think about how is the lighting, you know, how is the lighting in design terms, like how's the ambient. You can use ambient lighting. And it really helps to create a mood. And, you know, if I have more lights, it makes me feel good too. So I always want to think about that. And it might
I
be something
light up
to think
everything.
About too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And sometimes I want to create too. Uh-huh. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, like, when I put a garland on a fireplace, I have two fireplaces, I always string lights through the mm-hmm. garland and lighted trees, and it adds a lot more light to the room, like you said, but it adds a lot of just a feeling of warmth, and it's very pretty. I always hang
right.
on the outside of the house, you know, really to brighten it up. You know, it also looks
it really,
very cheerful.
Really sets the stage. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it really sets the stage, and I think it really kind of sets. It really just depends on the mood that you want to you want to evoke. You know, sometimes I know my family has a lot of you know, we're not a huge family, but when we get together, sometimes there's a lot of noise, you know, and a lot of cheer, and it's always a lot of fun. But in some areas of the house, I might put a little more candles and a little more soft light, so it's kind of it feels a little more cozy. And so I'd love to think about how to use light and how to sort of set the tone for, you know, how you want the feeling to go, how you want to feel in the space. So I think light is really, really important as well.
I spend a lot of time table decorating. My husband's
uh-huh.
the chef in our family. I'm more the sous chef. But I'll spend a lot of time decorating the table. And one of the things I enjoy doing is I'll either write, like, on a sticker, like a blessing, some type of a blessing, mm-hmm. and I'll tape it under the dining room table. I've done that in years gone by, you know, that just say, bless this wonderful dinner and bless everybody that's here at this table and blessings to everybody that isn't here today with us, that's no longer with us. And I'll tape it under, like, the dining room table, and then I'll tape some messages either under the guest chair, you know, like on a little card,
mm-hmm.
or even, like, under their dinner plate. I'll put a different blessing for each person at the table, you know, like, I'm just good wishes for them.
I love that.
And,
yeah.
And I spend a lot of time learning tablecloth and doing fresh flowers and, you know, personalizing the name tags. And I mean, that could take a couple hours just in itself, but I really enjoy doing that and then using the good dishes. But I've kind of gotten to where now I'm trying to use the good dishes on other days besides the holidays, because, you know, every day really is a celebration and we're blessed to be here every day, you know, and so it's good to use those dishes all the time. But, of course, a lot of those are hand-washed, so the other ones are easier. But the table really is welcoming when people come into your home and they see the table all decorated up, like you said,
mm-hmm.
in a certain color. And the fresh flowers or twigs or things, they put that aroma in the air. And so it's very nice. It's just candles on the table. Very welcoming.
Yeah. It's very festive. That brings I'd love to bring sort of vintage items too into, that's kind of like the china and things that are maybe passed down. something that's happening a lot too in the design world is mixing the old and the new. And I love that idea of bringing in like your china that means so much to you, and it's sparkly, and it just has a I know for me, when I, not necessarily china, but also ornaments that have been passed down that I really enjoyed looking at, and I know that they've been with me for a long time, and I like to kind of mix it up. Mix up some of the ornaments that I've had for a long time and get some maybe new ornaments, and kind of mixing that up is really something that can brighten up the tree, or can brighten up the space too. I think I love big ornaments too. So I have a really big ornament. It's like a really sparkly, shiny blue and metallic that I have probably has had a couple of years. So I just evokes a feeling of just fun, you know, when I look at that. So having bold on the tree is always really fun too. Putting it at eye level as well, so it really you see it all the time and you can really enjoy it. You know, I had a friend who had a really great idea. She was tired of her ornaments over the years, and she felt like, oh, but you know that they do have sentimental value. And so what she did was she actually invited family and friends to do like an ornament exchange, which I thought was really, really kind of cool. So what they did was they exchanged ornaments, and I got to use some new ornaments too. And so it's like having something new, but something that somebody else has loved, you know? So I thought that was a really, I thought that was a really cute idea as well.
That is a good idea. Because sometimes there's some ornaments that you're ready to let go of, and then other ones that you want to hold on to. Because I know I have ornaments from my childhood, but I have some that were my parents when they were children. And and then a few ornaments that, you know, when my children grew up and they have their own homes, they took a lot of their ornaments, but they left some behind. And then I have vacations, you know, all the different places I've been on vacation. You know, my husband and I always get an ornament. And so when we decorate the tree, it takes a long time because we start reminiscing about every, you know, oh, I remember this ornament. That was a great trip. Or, you know, so it does. I think it, as you touch each of the ornaments, you hang it on the tree, you remember the event, you know, when you went to the Nutcracker, or, you know, or when you went on that cruise, you know, because you have an ornament from it. So it's really neat.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And
that's why the tree keeps getting bigger, right?
Mm-hmm. What's that?
The tree keeps getting bigger because we got all these ornaments.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You know, also the placement of the tree is always fun for me too, because although I've been putting it in, actually it lands where I've been putting it over the last couple of years has actually landed on the helpful people area, which for listeners who don't know, when we use the Bagua, when we walk into the entry, it's really directly to your right. So in my space, it really works out. The placement of the tree is always, I think about that too, like when I'm decorating the tree and sort of infusing the colors that might be helpful in that area as well. One year I did, and I think this was passed on from a colleague of mine that she was sharing this that she had done, and I thought it was a really super cute idea, because the helpful area is the area where you call upon helpful people, which are, you know, for me anyway, they're angels, guardian angels, people maybe that have passed. And she had used a feather. She had made this little tree, and it was really small, and it was made out of feathers. So feathers really, to me, it reminds me, well, it's angels, right? So she had done that, and I thought, oh, my God, that's such a great idea. So I had this little tree that was white, and it was made out of little feathers. And I just put some blue decor on it and just really made it feel like I was calling in my angels and my guardian angels, and it just felt really good, you know. So I thought that was a really cute idea.
It's nice to take, you know, old traditional ideas from our families, but then incorporate new ones from friends, you know.
Yeah.
It really makes for a very special holiday. I know my tree falls in the family area of the home, and so, you know, that area is columns and blues and greens, and so it's kind of, you know, the trees are naturally green. Some people flock them, but I think that's kind of interesting that it just falls into the family area. The area you're talking about is actually the helpful people area, is my husband's office. So I was just thinking he's probably the most helpful person I know. So
yeah, exactly.
I went in this morning and I put the metal element. I put a candle holder, a metal candle holder with a candle in the helpful people area of the helpful people, you know. So anyway,
yeah,
enhances help to help me during the holidays. But now it is, it's important. And so, you know, after we had this discussion that we were going to do this topic, I got all charged up about it, and I thought, let me go to every single area of the Bagua and just see, even if it's like the abundance area, I will go to the helpful people corner of that room and put something in there to kind of ignite that. So we're igniting that feeling. I'm igniting that feeling throughout my whole house, because I do think that this is a time of the year where we call on family and friends that are here and family and friends that have passed on, you know, to help us with things. And it's just nice to be able to do that.
Yeah, and it is a time where, you know, it's a time of love and spending time with family and friends and, excuse me, and it's just a time that is, like, I think spending some time really thinking about ways, like using putting a centerpiece together, for example. Like I was thinking about the other day about using some mirrors underneath a centerpiece. A centerpiece that maybe somebody contributes something, maybe somebody brings something and we put a centerpiece together and maybe put a mirror underneath that to really expand that love and expand that. And whatever it is, it might be a flower or it might be something that's sentimental to that person that you know, they care about. And I thought, well, I think that's a wonderful idea to, you know, while we're at having a meal, whether it's Thanksgiving or Christmas, to really look at that and think, you, how much love is in that centerpiece, right? So it could be something as simple as that. That really is bringing together sharing and a time that we spend time together with our family and loved ones. So it could be something as simple as that. I also love to start Christmas early. I mean, even I know we haven't started with Thanksgiving, but you know, I love to have wrapped presents underneath the tree as well. Just get that feeling of abundance going. I just always remember the feeling of waking up as a little girl and seeing all these presents underneath the tree and having the feeling of excitement. You know, so I always try and make it a point to start that early, create that feeling of fun and joy.
I like to bake at the holidays, and we always have a candle in the kitchen, and I think it's always great when you start your day to light the candle and say a blessing, but it seems like, especially around this time of the year, there is more thought towards saying blessings and showing gratitude, you know, because of the Thanksgiving holiday. And I know some of our listeners are, you know, this is worldwide, so some listeners don't celebrate the Thanksgiving holiday. But mm-hmm. I try to have a little bit of that gratitude every single day as I start the day. And I think if you have a candle close to your kitchen, mine's kind of like a little altar, a little kitchen altar. And if you can set up a kitchen altar with a candle or maybe something reminiscent of cooking, a little wooden spoon or, you know, a family picture or some fresh flowers, that type of thing. And then as you're cooking and you're feeling very grateful for everything, all that gratitude and all that love is going into everything that you're preparing in that kitchen. And mm-hmm. so at the holidays, I'm extra cleaning the granite, you know, to make sure it's really clean, and I'm rolling out my pie dough or whatever I'm making. And I really don't do much cooking and I don't do much baking except for the holidays. And so I really do enjoy doing that. And I enjoy doing that with my husband and my daughter and my granddaughter. And so it's just kind of a fun family thing when we can get together and we can make that special cookie that we like, or, you know, a nut bread or something, and, you know, work together as a family and really infuse the love into it. And we always have mm-hmm. beautiful music playing, and, you know, it seems like there's that seasonal music. And when I start to hear that music, I really start to feel like I'm getting in the mood for the holiday and start to write out the Christmas cards with messages of love to people that, you know, maybe that's the only time I contact them during the year, you know, when there are people that we don't see that often that don't live close by. And so it's a special time of the year, but it does take a lot of energy and planning. And so when we can call on, like you said, call on the different guides to help us, that it's just wonderful to be able to have that support. It seems like things go so much smoother.
Exactly. And it is important to take some time and really, it's okay to do that and take some time and deep breaths and sort of look around and be kind to yourself and be loving to yourself, because it can be stressful. And it seems like there's a lot of planning and a lot of, a lot of things on the to-do list. And it's more than okay, and for me it's a must that I need to take some time and just kind of reflect and take some time and really think about how my energy is and how my, how I'm feeling. Because I really think that the people around us in our homes and our spaces really reflect how we feel. So it's so important to really take some time for ourselves so that we can really enjoy the holidays and really enjoy the fun things that we're putting up and, the colors and, don't forget like furniture, and put some fun throws on the furniture and some pillows and some really fun things that when you look at it, you look at it and you just can't help. It just ignites that fun, loving feeling. And then friends show up and family show up. So, like I said, it's a time that I sort of reclaim the holidays and really just spend some time and just really soak it up and enjoy it. What else, Nancy? I think actually we're coming down to our 30 minutes. Wow.
Yeah, it goes quick.
Yeah. I think the only thing that I would add too is sometimes when I'm taking down decorations and things, it's tempting to sort of keep everything and all that, but I've gotten sort of in the space where I try not to hold on to too many things, because you want to not keep anything for the new year cluttered. You want to keep it, you know, open to some new things and for some new things to kind of flow into your life too. So just keep that in mind as well when you're kind of decorating and putting things up and taking things down as well. So this has been a fun conversation.
It really has, and I'm really looking forward to a wonderful holiday season, and I hope you, Belina, and your family and all our listeners just
too, Nancy.
Really wonderful, wonderful holiday season this year.
Yeah, and thank you so much to all our listeners who are listening to us, and I hope they have a wonderful rest of the day and maybe start thinking about some fun tips to just ignite the space with a whole lot of peace, love, and harmony. Thanks, everyone.